USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a private call with federal prosecutors across the country, Attorney General William Barr's message was clear. Aggressively go after demonstrators who continue to cause violence. Barr pushed his U.S. attorneys to bring federal charges whenever possible to keep a grip on cases, even if the defendant could be tried in a state court instead of federal court. Federal convictions often result in longer prison sentences. The Trump administration's crackdown has already led to over 300 arrests on federal crimes in the protests since the death of George Floyd. Many are accused of violent crimes, such as arson for hurling Molotov cocktails and burning police cars and assaulting law enforcement officers. Pockets of violence continue to pop up in cities including Portland, Rochester, New York, Minneapolis, Louisville, Washington, D.C., and Chicago. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyroot. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell last week to 860,000, still a high number of people that's illustrating the broad economic damage taking place 9 months after the first case of COVID-19 was reporting the broad economic damage taking place 9 months after the first case of COVID-19 was detected in the U.S. The Labor Department said the U.S. jobless claims fell by 33,000 from the previous week and that 12.6 million are collecting traditional unemployment benefits. The economy and job market has slightly recovered from the initial shock. Employers added 10.6 million jobs from May through August. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio delayed the start of in-person learning once again for most students in the nation's largest public school systems after the powerful teachers union raised fresh manpower and COVID-19 safety concerns.
We talked about the different types of schools, their levels of readiness, and how we could work together to make adjustments that would best allow us the right kind of start.
Only preschoolers and special ed students will return.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump revealed that he offered Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren help with coronavirus testing after the conference initially had canceled their football season. The president said he's now pushing his focus to the Pac-12 conference, the last conference who have canceled their fall football season. The president hailed the decision by the Big Ten on Twitter, saying, "It's my great honor to have helped. That conference includes schools located in several states that will be key for the president's reelection, including Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Ohio." Education Secretary Betsy DeVos is praising an alternative take on Black American history promoted by notable conservatives while acknowledging that the federal government cannot dictate school curriculum despite President Donald Trump's calls for patriotic education in U.S. schools. The Education Secretary said during a conservative policy panel that she thinks a 1776 Unites curriculum sounds really wonderful. That project was launched last week by the Woodson Center, whose founder Bob Woodson has said low-income Blacks are just collateral damage in efforts of radical leftists seeking to demean and destroy the civic institutions in this country. The 1776 Unites Project is described as a way to offer a more complete and inspiring story of African Americans in the United States, and this is a direct response to the 1619 Project directed by the New York Times Magazine. DeVos said the federal government should not dictate what to teach. However, federal law also bars the Education Department from mandating curriculum. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.